Welcome to Resettled Radio, brought to you by the ARCC, live on Planet FM.
Stay tuned for current affairs, conversation, interviews, music and more,
as we explore the perspectives and stories from resettled communities
and bring you information from within the resettlement sector.
Welcome to Resettled Radio, brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM Live 104.6. This is Galo Akshol. I'm your host for the day, and you have been listening to Resettled Radio. You are listening to UB40. Welcome back. You have been listening to Resettled Radio, brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. I'm Galo Akshol. I'm your host for the day, and my colleague Pierre Batte is not here with me tonight. And I will be carrying you throughout 1 hour program. And welcome back. If you have just tuned in, you are listening to Russell Radio. It has been a long week. It has been a terrible week. We have been experiencing a severe storm in Auckland. And so sad that a lot of suburbs have no power up to now. And a lot of families are struggling how to deal with this because it has been a long time since we have been hit by such a thing. And you know, a lot of suburbs do not have power. One of my areas has no power, and now we are in the fifth night, and we don't even know when the power is coming back. We don't know. In our area here in Auckland, we are told it might take about 6 days before they return the power, and it might even take next week, the whole of next week. We don't know. They say 6 days is what they can tell now, but within around that, we don't know what will happen, and God knows, you know. If your house has no power, make sure you have a lot of blankets in the house. Stay warm. And also try to monitor what is happening. So you can just go to the website of Auckland Council or any website that, you know, that gives an update, because now there are a lot of websites that are giving a lot of updates. So you can go to the council website, or you can go to the Minister of Social Development website, or you can go to the website of the company that you use the power. I mean, if your power is from Mercury, so you can log on to Mercury website. Or if you are using, let's say, Kiwi power, you can go there too and monitor. So now a lot of areas do not have power, as I say before, and hey, watch out. Well, that's the sad news for this week. The good news is we have one of our communities today in Auckland celebrating the New Year. So it's a New Year for Burmese community. I shout out to the Burmese community. It's a Happy New Year to Burmese people. ARCC love you all. And I hope we will get back together soon. We are happy we are with you while you are celebrating the Burmese New Year. It was not long ago when Burmese also celebrated the Union Year. It's the Union Year is the year for peace, trying to reflect to all the struggle the Burmese had in the past. And like they say, without visiting the past, so you cannot see you cannot predict the future. It's not that you can see the future, but you cannot predict the future. You cannot see the future. You cannot see the future, but you can predict it. Yep, that's what happened. Burmese Community New Year today. It's a Burmese New Year. So Happy New Year, Burmese. Burmese, for people who do not know, is are the people of Myanmar. The name was changed a long time ago. I don't even know when was it changed. I don't know. I think in the early 90s. It used to be Burma, and then they changed it to Myanmar. And you can use both interchangeably, Burma or Myanmar. But the people are Burmese. Even though the country name is changed to Myanmar, it's still the people are called Burmese. Yep. And in the March 2, we had another New Year celebration, a lot of New Years this year for the settlement community. We had a Kurdish New Year too, which was celebrated somewhere in March. It's March 21st. So the Kurdish community had a new year on March 21st, but it was celebrated before after March 21st. So that's a Kurdish New Year. So we have a lot of New Years, and in September this year, that's going to be Ethiopia New Year. So Ethiopia will celebrate year 2011. So now we are in 2018. Ethiopia in September will be celebrating year 2011. It's not that they are behind, but That's their calendar. I don't know the history, but it dates back to Gregorian calendar. I think they, because they are associated pretty much with the calendar of the Orthodox Church. And so that's where they have their New Year. So they have New Year on September 11, not the American September 11, but Ethiopian September 11, where they celebrate the New Year. So let me play you a little music, and then we'll come back. We'll talk about what are the things that have happened throughout the week. And let me play you Good Night Nurse from Gregory Isaacs. Stay tuned and enjoy.
To the Midwest, I tell you, tell you how we do it, look.
It's about to get up, man.
You know it's shot till I die, man. I'm loving the spot. But when I'm up in NY, they say the club is hot. They say you can meet a broad, take her home on the spot. And that broad can get a broad, bring them home and just watch. They say Club Cheetah, that's the place. But that's the place where all niggas getting shot in their face. We can hit Central Fly, long as the chicks is fly.
That's my bad. It's not Gregory Isaacs. It's a different one. That's Mark Ronson. About to get ugly, that's what the song is. Sorry for that. I'm not supposed to play it.
They got the crystal, they got the lounge shirts with the pretty Puerto Rican girls with brown hair. I know it's every day for you, I ain't for round her. Chick ride, music hard, got a ass jumping all night. DJ throwing that new pity pop, that's time. Can't play up what that is, the white stripes. Ooh, where the hell he get that mix? White boys going wild, doing backflips. Playing rock and roll, mixed it with the black shit. M.O.P., Ace and D.C., that's it. Keep it going. Now it's Rob Zombie. I never liked rock and roll, but now it's on B. Blonde hair, blue eyes, kissing on chain. I'm most deaf, she the queen of the Stone Age. Rhyme fast, I'm the king of my own age. Get your motor running, head out on the highway. The way this DJ likes to start shit and stop shit. Should we dance? Hell no, I'll start a mosh pit. And let them know we just... to miss my plane, staying in wine, do it again. Rock stars, electric guitars, baby, who's pulling your strings? The DJ in the booth, thinking it's Dean Mac playing the truth with the hard rock, hip hop, East to Midwest, Mark Ronson on the cut, and my name is Ron Bass.
Lost.
this just to make it quick. Pull my tent to the sink. Cause there must be something she can do. This heart is broken in two. Tell her it's a case of emergency. There's a patient by the name of Gregory. Setters. My night nurse. Oh gosh. Oh, the pain is getting worse. I don't wanna see no doc. I need attendance from my nurse around the clock. There's no prescription for me. She's the one, the only remedy. Night nurse. Only you alone can quench these letters.
That is Night Nurse from Gregory Isaacs. If you have just tuned in, you have been listening to Russell Radio brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. I'm Galwak Shol. I'm the host for the day, and my colleague Pierre Bahati is not here with me. Miss you, Pierre. You should come to the studio. Yep, I told you a lot of things that have been happening today. So one of the things that have been happening today is the Burmese New Year. So the Burmese community in Auckland are celebrating the Burmese New Year. I do not know for sure what is the New Year for Burmese community. Which year is it? Maybe 1300, maybe. Maybe 1800, I do not know. Kurdish also marked the Kurdish New Year. It was on March 21st, 2018, and it was, I think, the 1,000 year. So that's a Kurdish community. We have a very wonderful community in Auckland. We have, in ARCC, we have all ARCC communities. Diversity is what we all have, and they are so nice in in the cultures that they have brought in. Different communities, different cultures, so amazing. It's making ARCC what it is today, a very diverse organization. As a community-based organization, is so proud of having all the communities acknowledging their own cultures in different ways and different styles and fashions. And so we are very proud to have all these communities around us. And we, you know, we are one other's keepers, brothers and sisters. Well, I said before that we will be bringing you some of the things that have been happening for the rest of the week or for the rest of this month or last month. So we had on the 5th of March, I mean the 5th of April, we had African Festival, Film Festival, African Film Festival. So this is the fourth year. I think it's the fifth year. No, the fourth year. I'm sorry, I'm not following it very well, but I went there. African Film Festival. It is shown here in Rialto Cinema. Rialto Cinemas in Newmarket, here in Auckland. If you are in Auckland, this is where you're going to go to, Rialto Cinemas in Auckland, in Newmarket. They are featuring movies, African movies. African movies that you cannot see anywhere. They are not in YouTube yet, and they are fairly new. And what they are trying to do is they are trying to bring the other side of the continent that is not known to the rest of the world. In fact, Africa is known for the violence, for the guns, for the civil war, for the famine, for all sorts of problems, diseases, anything. But the African Film Festival is coming in a different direction, in a different perspective. So the members of African Film Festival are showing the bright side of Africa, what is happening that the rest of the world does not know, or what the rest of the world does not see. So during the opening on the 5th of March, I mean, I don't know why I'm back to March. I don't know why March, but in April. On the 5th of April, I was there. A lot of people show up, and the attendance was so good, just like last year. Last year, I was there, too. So with amazing, beautiful drums, a lot of drums and dances and, you know, networking. And yeah, something's nice, you know, and it's good to be celebrating a heritage, an African heritage. And yeah, I think the day was so good. A lot of drinks, a lot of food, a lot of music, African music, of course. And there was a film that was shown that night, the opening night, and it was a very good one. And tonight is the last day for all these films. So if you have time, you can rush there because it will, I think it will start at 8 o'clock. And if you can get there, so you can rush into their website, African Film Festival, and then get their number and call them. I think there's a way to book the ticket online. It's easier. If you cannot, try to call them. They have a number on their website. I don't have it here. And today is not the last night, but they have a film today. Tomorrow is the last day for all the films. And they have been showing this also in Wellington, which is so good for the people of Wellington. I think they are having fun for watching African films. So, yeah, if you have any time, please, you can try to go and see. Before we go any further, I would like to bring to you some of the few interviews conducted by my colleague Pierre Bhatti. It's so noisy, but you will get the message how people are anxiety to get the for the day. For it. This was the opening night, and you can, from the background, you can hear how excited people are. And let me play for you a few of them here. And then also I will bring you a speech of the opening night, you know, nice speeches. So I will play those. But let me take you to the quick interviews conducted by my friend Pierre Bhatti. It's nice, but you bear with it. Thank you, and thank you for listening and listening to those.
Just want to thank you for coming today, opening of African Film Festival.
My first time today to see you pronounce my name right.
Oh, yeah, yes, yes.
Because I always get it wrong.
So, Eddie, tell us, you have been here for the last 3 years, and tell us about what do you think about today?
Yes. Today, I can see there's a bit of difference. In terms of, can see a big turnout. This is just one reason that the noise that we are making is getting heard.
Yes.
And then this is our third festival so far, and then can't really wait to see how the fifth one will be looking like, or if we're gonna be moving to maybe event cinema or something, because reality is not gonna really holding people anymore.
And,
I'm really proud of the team, everyone who's been involved in organizing this, the person who conceived the idea, so that's great. Cool.
Yeah, thank you very much. We're going to be walking towards the crowd. There's a lot of people, of course, here. And once again, thank you for coming every year to support African Film Festival.
My pleasure.
Hello, sir. My name is Pierre Bhatti. I just work for
Central
Radio.
Yeah.
And what's your name?
My name is Fred. Fred Powell.
Oh, Fred Powell. So, Fred, how did you get to know about African Film Festival?
Oh, through the chair, Bubaka.
Oh, great.
He does some work for me, and we get quite close together in the last 4 or 5 years.
Yes.
So that's how I get to know him.
And is this your first time to come here?
Oh, no, this is my second time.
Your second time.
I came here 2 years ago when... I think that was the first one, wasn't it?
Yes, that was the first one. This is the second,
third one. Last year I couldn't come it because I was somewhere else.
Yeah, that's great. And I hope you... Do you know some movies? Which ones are you going to watch? Which one have you seen some...
No, not really.
But I've heard they have 20 movies, 20 films, and they were all interesting.
Very
interesting. And I hope you enjoy the movie.
I hope so too, because I enjoy movies.
And thank you very much for coming, and congratulations, because you're going to enjoy.
I
hope to see you again next year.
Sure, I will. Thank you.
Excellent. Hey, Judith Amakuru.
Ms. Bhatti.
Yeah, Judith, I do work for Reset Radio, and I'm just here opening of African Film Festival. Can you just tell people first your name and what you do?
First of all, my name is Judith Mukakayanje, and I work for New Zealand Aid Foundation for African Community, and we are one of the sponsors for the International Film Festival.
Oh, that's great. And you've been involving all those 3 years? This is the third time you've been involving?
Yes, we have been involved since they started, not only we do fight with the HIV that affects the Africans' life, but we want the African people living here in New Zealand to have a better life and to recognize their culture. And through the film festival, it takes them back like home and give them the sense of the belonging and not forgetting where they come from.
Oh, that sounds good. You guys are doing a wonderful job. And I've seen your display, your banner there, and many people have been taking pictures because that logo looks more like it's so attractive. And what's the meaning of the logo?
Yes, we have a new logo. We have our logo called Pamoja, which means together. So together we can end the HIV. So obviously that is Pamoja logo. It covers the way we can end the HIV. So explain more the tools like
personally know that you guys, I mean, Pamoja, you've been involving, you've been helping, and also you've been helping your communities in different events. And you are very well known, which is it's a really good thing you do, because we really, really need you. And I just want, again, just want to say congratulations and thank you very much for involving in an event like this. And we always appreciate your involvement.
Thank you, Bahati.
Thanks a lot. Enjoy the movie, by the way.
Thanks.
My name is Pierre Bahati. I just work for Recital Radio, and I'm sorry too much noise here, but it's great because that proves to us that you have invited a lot of people.
Exactly.
So can you tell people who are listening to us right now your name and also your involvement?
Oh, good. Yeah, my name is Victor Mweke Robinson. I'm the treasurer of the African Film Festival, and just basically keeping the money. That's my responsibility.
Yes. So I'm talking to the right person.
No, you are talking to a very good person. I mean, we try to get the money to create this thing that you are seeing here today.
Yes.
I
want to start by saying congratulations, because for the last 3 years I've been coming here talking to people.
Thank you.
There's a big turnout.
Yeah.
And also, you look at people that from different parts of New Zealand, or even some people from overseas.
Exactly. Yep.
So can you tell us how difficult it is to put this thing together?
I think, when you see something presented before you, you always want to go to the back of the kitchen.
Yes.
To see what is happening behind.
Mm.
And I can truly say that there is a lot of work that goes on to putting up this event. Mm. It begins with the selection of the movies.
Yes.
And we have to watch, we watched over close to, we had to sift about 100 movies and select a few that we thought were key and important to pass across a message that we wanted to pass.
Yes, yes.
And so that in itself is a big task. Beyond that, there is the preparation, which of course involves getting the rating, getting the approval from the film and licensing board.
Yes.
And of course, the dealing with the theater and Rialto. I mean, all these issues are quite a number of things that go into preparation. And of course, you want to look at the seamlessness of the flow of the event. And so there is also issues of event management in the whole thing.
Yes, true.
And of course, involving sponsors and supporters of the mission. Getting into contact with all these kinds of people, it's a lot of task. It's a huge task.
Yes, talking about sponsors, I've seen some different banners displayed around. Are those people here today, are they going to see the turnout? Are they going to see the movies?
Yes. Most of the banners you see around are people who are directly involved in terms of sponsorship of particular aspects of the event. And so definitely you will be seeing representatives from the different organizations, representatives from communities, representatives from government, and corporates as well.
And let's talk a little bit about the films, because I've heard some people saying you've got 20 films and they're all amazing.
Very much so.
Which film, just this is new for you, just which film you can just call the people, just come along, come and see this film?
I mean, all films have a different feel to them. They are different genres.
Yes.
And so if you look at it from that perspective, every genre has its own strength.
Mm.
And so, I would say every movie has its own strength.
Mm.
Definitely there are probably a few that would stand out to the audience, that is,
yes.
Because people have different preferences. But definitely we do want to encourage everybody to come and see for themselves.
Look, I just want to say thank you very much for talking to me, and also I just want to say congratulations, because for the last 3 years it has been amazing.
Thank you.
And if you look at the turnout today, a big number, you can tell by the noise we have. We are far from where the people are, but the noise still just reach where we are.
Exactly.
So once again, congratulations to you and the team.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your congratulatory message, and we appreciate the work that you're doing for us. Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, welcome.
My name is Pierre Bahati. I work for Recital Radio. And what's your name again?
Halim.
Halim. And
Gerda.
Aunt Gerda.
Yeah.
Yes, you are here at the film festival opening, and it's the third time. Obviously, I've seen a big turn-up, which means the African Film Festival is just growing, it's going so fast. And can you tell, Halim, what you do?
Well, I'm a filmmaker and co-producer. A member of the team this year.
Yes.
Yeah, as you said, this African Film Festival has been really successful over the past few years.
Yes.
We're getting more and more big. And it's this year I'm responsible for choosing the North African films.
Yes.
And we've got three Egyptian films this year, which is good. Oh, last year we got only one.
Mm.
So, definitely it's a great success this year. Yeah.
That's good. And you are...
Chairman of the Egyptian Community Council in New Zealand.
Oh, great.
Our council has just established 1 year only, mm-hmm. with our embassy oven in New Zealand 4 years.
Awesome.
Yeah, and we try to bring all the Egyptian community in New Zealand, all around New Zealand together, mm-hmm. and there's nothing better than movie and culture. To bring people all together.
Yes.
So I'm very, very happy to be here for the second year.
Mm. And for you as a community leader, you are involved in a community, and pretty much when you see here, it's like people who are represented, mainly they're Europeans. What would you tell people from Africa, from Egypt, what would you tell them to the opening day like this?
Yeah, for all the New Zealand people, just please come to any African or any different culture to know about this culture. It's very fascinating cultures, and very nice to know about them. For Egypt's known as Hollywood of Middle East, was one of the biggest filmmakers in this area. So please come and see our movies here.
Yes, yes. And I believe you are a part of the team. And selecting the movies was so hard, I've heard. And so what are you promising to people next year?
Well, next year we are willing to be to have more than three films. I'm talking about the Egyptian films. We are willing to be to have at least 4 to 5 films next year. Because as Dr. Gara said, Egypt is known as the Eastern Hollywood. We are the biggest film industry,
yes.
in the Middle East, if not Africa. And we are hoping to have more and more films in the next year, definitely.
Yeah, that sounds great. Thank you very much for talking to us, and also congratulations for the hard work. And also, Doctor, I think get involved more, especially invite more community people to just come in and join African Film Festival. Let's represent Africa.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Welcome back. Those are some of the best interviews conducted by my friend and my colleague, Pierre Batty. And it was so nice. It was a nice opening, as you can hear from the interviews he has taken. So it's all about the excitement of the African Film Festival. Africans are doing their own what they should do, making... film industry great in Africa. And one of the people interviewed by Pierre in that interview, as you listen, is one of the producers in the film industry. So that day has brought a lot of people all together, a lot of Africans all together. And they came from all walks of life, Ethiopians and Algiers and Algerians and Nigerians and South Africans, Zimbabweans, and people from Mali and Burkina Bay, all of them together. So it was a nice opening, and it was good. So it happens every year. So we have one more film to be shown tomorrow from them. So like I told you before, if you cannot get all of anyone and you want to get there, just go to their website, the African Film Festival New Zealand. So all the contacts are there, but I think there's a way to pay from online if you log in there. So it will be easy for you to buy a ticket online. Or if you cannot get hold online, they have their contacts there, and then you can call any one of them. They're so nice, nice people. They will answer you right away. And I cannot go without playing you the actual speech that night. And I hope the recording is so nice, and I hope there's not a lot of interruption. It was a quiet night there where we had his speech, because what happened is there was a lot of drums and noise. That's where you can hear from the background of Pierre's interview, where he was conducting the interview, so you could have heard the background of the noise. But the opening speech was conducted in a different room where there was a film to be shown. So it was quiet. I hope the background is so good. Although it was recorded from a distance, I hope so. But let me take you to Myanmar, because Myanmar have celebrated their New Year today, and then I got a song for you from Myanmar. I don't know what it says, but it sounds nice. And then I will bring you the song. The interview. There's a song from Myanmar, Burma, for my Burmese people. Welcome back. If you have just joined us, you have been listening to Rasulah Radio, brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. I'm Galwakshul, your host for the day. And my friend, Pierre Bhatti. Pierre, miss you, man. We have been talking about African Film Festival and the Burmese Happy New Year. And that song is from Burma. Yeah. It's a Burmese song marking the new year. And I will be bringing you the speech, opening speech for the African Film Festival. So it's a good one. Bear with me if the recording is not good. But I'm playing it now for you, and I hope it's good. Enjoy.
The best indeed. You're going to have a 10-day feast of championing not South Africa, but the entire African continent. Cassandra Paulus Aho, a guest in the past 3 years, sipping wines, dancing to drum beats, but tonight, your MC as of last night midnight. So, let me just begin by saying a big thank you to all for patronizing this event and coming out in a midweek and downing a few wines. You'll be fine tomorrow, I can assure you. So paki paki to you all. Well, only just recently we all witnessed the screening of Black Panther, which took people across the globe to an unhealed wound and displayed its facets to the world, and, may I say, without apology. I got you there, sisters. Wakanda, by the way, is no fantasy. It is the imagined, non-invaded, African peace and true African freedom. Viva Wakanda forever! Viva! And so, about tonight, it feels so great to be at the 4th African Film Festival. Now, who in this theater has attended your 4th festival? Can I just see by a hand raise? Wow, that's most of you. Well done. Thank you all for your support. That's awesome. Yeah, paki paki for the 4-time supporters. And so I really feel so honored to be a part of bringing Africa to Aotearoa. The bonus is you get to see Africa through native eyes, through African lenses. We also get, over the next 10 days, exposure to new perspectives, sharing Africa's astonishing cultural richness and the social diversity. Entertainment media greatly influences how we think. So I'd like to encourage you all tonight to share these rich stories of Africa you will see in this amazing selection of film over this week. The stories we never get to hear about. Especially take these stories to your less discerning and knowing mates. As George Kimball said, the darkest thing about Africa has always been our ignorance about it. So, over the last 3 years, I've actually been a witness to how this film festival has flourished. And it's now showing in 2 major cities, Auckland and Wellington.
Wow.
Yes. And no major events such as these doesn't involve really hardcore work behind the scenes. So tonight we want to acknowledge the team of trustees that is led by the founder and visionary and chairman, Mr. Boubacar Koulibaly, and a team of super talented patrons, industry leaders, influential companies that sponsor this event. So if you're here, can you just please stand so people can see these amazing people? So just very quickly, stand up. Thank you. What an awesome bunch of people. And so I do want to encourage you, for the finer details of all of these influential people, jump onto the website and the Facebook page. So just type in African Film Festival and you'll get all the details. And most importantly tonight, we want to keep everything really short and sweet. And as you know, money matters. And so, to kick off our night in a short and sweet introduction, I'm going to call a funding boss lady, Raywin Jacobs, who represents the Foundation North Funding Organization, was one of the major sponsors, to say a few words. Thank you, Raywin.
Kia ora tato, and thank you very much for inviting me to be here tonight. As of 3:30 this afternoon, I was actually thinking I was just going to be sitting in the audience with the rest of you and actually enjoying the proceedings of tonight. And Jennifer Gill, our CEO, would actually be speaking on behalf of the foundation. And unfortunately, Jennifer is actually very unwell, and so she's unable to be with us tonight. So she's asked me to convey her apologies to the African Film Festival that she can't be here tonight. But I'm really honoured to be here tonight. I haven't been here for four festivals, but this is my third festival, so I think that's actually pretty good going. Two grants to the film festival, and we want to continue to be able to support the film festival. We're really privileged to be associated with this festival, as it demonstrates how the diversity of the African cultures contribute to the wider community of Auckland being an incredibly diverse city of New Zealand and also throughout the world. We're at the foundation. We've actually just launched a 15-year strategic plan, so that's a pretty bold move. And probably the largest philanthropic funder in New Zealand, if not in Australasia. So we're kind of looking ahead 15 years around how we can support the communities of Auckland and Northland, and that's who we're here to represent. One of our priorities, and this will actually resonate really, really well with the African communities, is that we want to strengthen social cohesion within and between our diverse communities, particularly for our refugee and our migrant communities. So the funding that the foundation contributes to this festival on an annual basis is an outstanding example of how we can contribute to our migrant communities and continue to contribute to the diversity of Auckland. So I'd just like to say... just in closing, because this is really short, best wishes for the festival for the next 10 days. I'm sure it will be an outstanding example of how communities can celebrate their diversity together in Auckland and actually share the African culture and diversity within the greater Auckland region. So all the best and have an amazing film festival.
Thank you, Raywin, and we really appreciate that assurance of further funding support to this wonderful festival. This is my fourth one, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it. So next to come to this podium is Annie Golson, and she is one of the patrons of the African Festival. So if Annie could please come through.
Tēnā koutou katoa, ko Annie Goldson na ho. I first of all just want to say, wow, the drumming. That was just fantastic. So fabulous music to walk into the downside with. The food was pretty good too, I have to say. So it's been an honour and pleasure to work with the organisers of this year's Africa Film Festival. And I have to say, I don't really feel I've done enough, so next year I'll try harder. Producing such an event is really a labour of love. You know, behind the seamlessness that we all see and experience as film goers, there are just so many movable parts, believe me, I know. So I just want to say, fantastic team, you've done a fabulous job. It seems to me that this festival offers particular opportunities for Aotearoa New Zealand. I mean, too few of us have been exposed to the depth and beauty of African stories. And we learn what we do from the limited pictures provided by news services. So the African Film Festival, to me, provides a powerful and fascinating alternative, a slate of films that can truly open our hearts and eyes and extend our minds. And it must be no easy task to program and select films that try to capture the full richness of such a diverse continent, assembling a palette that begins to represent the collective creativity that has shaped so much of world culture. And that's what I felt with the drumming. I just feel, you know, so much of music as we know it, popular music, you know, originates with those fabulous drums. So congratulations to all of the hardworking team. And a big round of applause, of course, to all of those who contribute to this magnificent event, the patrons, c'est moi. The sponsors, partners, and of course you, the audiences, who've chosen to share in the riches on offer. I do think tell your friends, because there's always so much to do in Auckland. You know, people say it's a provincial city, but I find, you know, there's always film festivals, there's always stuff going on, so there's always a lot of competition. So tell your friends they should not miss out. Thank you. Thank you, Annie. So moving on, we are almost close to the end of this introduction. Just a short promo. A medium has been set up for you to rate your movies, share your thoughts, and so you could simply go to www.slido.com and enter the code #Q849, and you can rate each film once you've viewed it and give your feedback on it. The team would really appreciate that. And so finally, I'm at the end, okay? I'd like to call upon a faithful trustee, young at heart, handsome and humble, to declare the festival open, Mr. Dave Toho.
I see you. My name is Dave Tomu. I'm the secretary of the African Film Festival Trust. And my job is simple. I make my chairman, Bubaka, look good. That's all I do in the trust. But I've always wondered as to who makes me look great and good. But the answer is right here in this room. In this room today, it's almost full room. We have extended to next door and it's full to capacity. It's a pity that we are not in Africa. Because if we were in Africa, there wouldn't be standing room. You make me look good. You, the audience, make the African Film Festival look good. Thank you. We appreciate that. We salute you. This year, we turn four. For us, it's coming of age. In 2015, we were born. And you said it was good. In 2017, we added Wellington onto the festival calendar. They were delighted. And you gave us thumbs up. We are here today because you said, let's do it again. But let's not stop here. Because we have gathered that momentum.
Welcome back. You are listening to Resident Radio, brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM. I'm Galwak Chul, and you have been listening to the messages from the open night at the African Film Festival New Zealand. And it was so good. It was a lot of excitement there. And, I will bring you more next week. And from now, bye-bye from me, from the studio, and I will be back on next Saturday. Peace be with you. Enjoy and be careful if you live in Auckland. Watch the weather and be good. And thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye.
Come down. Sorry. You cut out the wire. He's a part of you.